It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Mars Radio, RX 93.1. Kathy Dennis, Irresistible. Before that, Beyonce, Irreplaceable. And good morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday, meaning it is a Monsters Riot. That's why, if you're wondering why the music's a little old than usual, older than usual, that's because of the Monsters Riot. All right, so we've got a top 10 for you. Okay, we've got a top 10. And it goes like this. It was sent in by Coco Lloyds. Thank you, Coco Lloyds. He sent it in just this morning. We are looking for the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. All right? So, you know those sputinig tweets? You're saying something, but not exactly everything. Just enough for people to get something, the message, but not giving enough details. Okay, so a cryptic tweet, something that you're not quite sure what he or she is trying to say, but obviously they're saying something. Okay, so if you've got a cryptic tweet for your ex, go ahead, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex. All right, so this will be a very, very parinig Wednesday for you guys. All right, so here we go. I think it's time for our first news bit for today. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone. And right off the bat, we've got news on an actor coming out of the closet. Matt Dallas appeared to come out of the closet Sunday night, at least Sunday in the U.S. The star of the former ABC family series Kyle XY that was on air 2006 to 2009. If you remember the guy without a pusod, a belly button, said on his Twitter account that he was engaged to marry his boyfriend, musician Blue Hamilton. In addition to a picture of Hamilton lounging on a couch with a dog, Dallas tweeted the following. Starting off the year with a new fiancé at Blue Hamilton, a great way to kick off 2013. Dallas's publicist did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The actor does not appear to have commented publicly on his sexuality before, but the gay news blog After Elton reports that Dallas was the target of Perez Hilton, who openly speculated about his sexual orientation. Hilton reportedly dubbed the star Kyle XY, or rather Kyle KY, in reference to a certain product. Hilton did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment on Dallas's announcement. Dallas's tweet follows a string of similar low-key announcements by the likes of Frank Ocean, Zachary Quinto, and Jim Parsons, who said they were gay or had relationships with men in personal blogs or as a casual aside in interviews. The trend is a sign of shifting attitudes toward homosexuality. It is in marked contrast to the media blitz that greeted Ellen DeGeneres more than a decade ago when she announced on the cover of Time that she was a lesbian. In addition to the supernatural show Kyle XY, Dallas appeared on the 2009 TV series Eastwick and recently joined the cast of ABC Family's Baby Daddy. So there you go. That's the first news bit for this morning. And next up, we got news on Patrick Dempsey. Believe it or not, he bought a Seattle coffee chain. Wow. Okay, we'll give you details on that later. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monts Radio RX 93.1. Let's get back to some of the music that you know, you guys have been asking for. So let me just get to one of them that you guys were asking for. And here, okay, here we go. Let's do this. Let's just start it off because it's got a pretty long intro. All right, so go ahead, start sending in your entries again for our top 10, the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Send them in.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Oh, you haven't said good morning yet?
No,
I
haven't.
Did we talk already?
We talked on the air a lot. But I haven't.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I thought
guys.
We already said. Did you hear the first news bit?
No.
Matt Dallas. Do you remember him? Kyle XY?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted the picture of him and his boyfriend that they're engaged.
OMG, another Matt Bomer.
Yeah. Yes.
Good on
As
him.
As in, like, they're engaged, you're getting married. He's a musician, and it's Kyle XY. You remember him, the
yes.
guy with no belly button?
Yes.
I never watched it, though. I just know him, because I know the poster.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, shirtless, and then there's no belly button.
Yeah.
And he's an alien, something like that? Or was he, like, a robot? Or...
I don't remember much, because I didn't really catch the series,
too.
But yeah.
But it was shown here. And I see the DVD, like, when I go to, like, those video shops. They still sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he came out.
Well, apparently, Perez Hilton has been badgering him
to come out
about being gay. He calls him Kyle KY, not Kyle XY.
Oh, that's so bad.
But you know how these people are. You know, they're very naughty and in that way. So
if you don't know why that's bad, good for you.
Yeah,
hold
never
on.
Never mind. But there's a whole slew of high profile actors coming out of the closet and coming out as gay openly.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think society, at least in the United States, is being more open about it.
That's what they were saying. A mere 10 years ago, the whole Ellen DeGeneres thing was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And they were saying in just 10 years, suddenly it's so like. They just tweet about it, and that's it. No more hubbub. Because she had to be on Time, the cover of Time,
yeah.
just to announce that she was lesbian.
And
she lost a lot of opportunities.
But you know, what's so nice is that she came back even bigger.
Than ever.
Nobody could ever have predicted or told her before.
You know, if they were to track down the history of like how homosexuality went from being like a disease to like... In the future, when it's like no big deal, I think the Ellen DeGeneres coming out will be the turning point in show business.
In show business. Because I think she is well loved.
More than anyone.
What made it different is that she is so well loved. People just really like her that they couldn't... Because it's easy. I think it's easy to hate homosexuality when you don't like the person.
Yes, right. If they're acerbic, if they're weird or whatever.
But Ellen is like an overdose of kindness and niceness.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, people were just more accepting.
I think so.
I think she did a lot for the gay cause.
And she is the first who actually became bigger after she came out.
Yeah.
As opposed to they don't get as many gigs after they come out.
Right.
Yeah, that was the whole beef of Rupert. Everett?
Yeah, Rupert Everett. After he said he was gay.
After he said he was gay, he stopped getting roles.
As in his Hollywood career just died on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Didn't he already come out when he said he was gay in my best friend's wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but before that, he used to have like regular like.
Really? That was the first movie I saw him in.
Oh no, he was a British like character actor.
Oh.
Earlier, way earlier.
And he got a little bit of roles after My Best Friend's Wedding, which would have told you he was on his way to becoming something.
Yeah.
But then the gay issue, you know, it really
derailed.
Yeah. Right.
And he did say that he was a, because he's a little, he's a lot nega. If you hear his interviews, he's really nega.
He really is.
And he's really like, oh my goodness, yeah, fine, you know, come out of the closet, but be prepared, your career's dead. You know, something like that.
So guys.
Maybe it's bitter.
So Gino, Chico, you know what to do. You know what to do for the gay community in the Philippines.
Yung grinder natin, hindi pa natin
so nga.
Meron na kaming username for our grinder account.
Gosh.
We have a joint grinder
account.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
At meron na kaming...
Obviously, you're not part of it, but you know.
Eh, kasi...
Talagang i-highlight ba?
Hindi talaga eh. Puro lalaki yun eh.
Of course not.
But,
Whatever possessed you to do this?
It's a social experiment.
Not for anything.
It's not to meet shirtless guys.
Yeah, exactly. No, not at all. It's just we want to find out
what it's like.
Yeah.
Social experiment talaga. That, and I don't know, it just felt right. It just felt right.
Did it feel free?
But it felt liberating.
Meron na kaming username, but we can't say it yet. Kasi we have to, baka
makuha eh.
So we're going
can we
to
set it up
to,
today sige, sige. During the show?
Sige, sige. We'll set it up.
I cannot believe this.
Direct man. Our, ano, Del, our, pro, ano yan, DP.
Ay, wala akong gel.
It's okay.
Okay.
Para maiba, di ba?
Oh, sige, fine.
Tapos, joint ano talaga. Tapos,
poofy hair pa naman.
Kailangan, ano kayo? Kailangan you really look good.
Basta.
We'll still look good naman even without gel. Eh.
Oo. Okay, tsaka lang. Ano talaga. Tsaka, basta. We have to find a nice DP for this.
Oh, yung medyo nakakissy face.
Or something. Oo, basta. Pero mayroon kami username. Yes. Naisip na. Naisip
maganda
ko na
username. Sana wala pa nakakuha.
Sana wala pa. Okay. So, here we go. The top 10, notice, this all happens when you're absent. So, we go hyper that way.
See, I didn't know that I'm like the, you know what, as a metaphor, I'm the door stopper to gayness.
Yes. Believe it or not, usually you're the welcome mat. Did you see what I posted last night?
No.
Oh my gosh, Delamar.
Don't say my name.
Oh,
like
I
that.
Saw. Yes,
oh my gosh,
I saw it.
Wait. I have to see. I have to hear Del's.
I can't preempt.
Reaction.
I can't preempt it.
Okay.
How could you post this?
Grabe, Del, you look like a boy.
You look like a boy.
Why do I look
and
like
you,
that?
Where do I even begin?
I know, right?
Where
sabi nila,
do I even begin?
Now we know. Chico predated the uniform in Kill Bill, yung suot ni Uma Thurman.
But that's black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Pero yan ang ano, inspiration.
Black and yellow.
Nagbabasa ng Mr.
But
and Missy.
Del, good God.
And look at the, how like, that what's with the facial expression?
I know. Yeah.
Parang you're like,
what was this for?
Na A1. Mr. and Miss. Obviously, I was Mr. and she was Miss.
Are you sure? Actually, from the photo, it looks like she was the Mr.
Actually,
and
that
you?
Was one of the most common sentiments. Parang, so, sino si Mr.? Sino si Miss?
Grabe. Was this brought about because of your child photo?
I know why I look like that.
Why?
I said to myself, I'm supposed to be the Miss here.
No, ito. Tinan mo yung comment ni Ralph Waldo. Can I just read one comment? Sabi ni Ralph Waldo.
When was this?
If you can, please follow Chico on IG, on Instagram.
When was this?
1998.
Wow, really?
So, okay, Ralph Waldo goes, back then, the arm wrestling pose was groundbreaking for Mr. and Miss. Vogue did their own version but failed miserably. Del's brown lipstick and blow-dried bob started a trend that lasted through the whole of 1997.
You know what? There's just a little confession.
What's up with your facial expression?
The facial expression, Del.
It's like if she could say something, it'd be
naninindak na ewan na. Hindi parang yung you want some of this or I don't know.
Parang
may flirtation na merong galit.
You have really poofy cheeks.
What?
Why do you have poofy cheeks here?
I don't know.
Why would you post that?
So, well, Pesting him posted it first, and I reposted it later.
My God.
1998, Mr.
Such a lady killer, this one.
Diba? And what's
I'm talking about Del, not you.
What's with the shirt? Ano ba yan? Alam mo, stretchable yan. It actually stretches. It's one
stretchable.
Of those. Yeah, it's one of those like shirts na even if it's really tight, okay lang, because it really stretches out. It's terrible, no?
Crazy.
And look at the amount of comments.
1,200 something likes.
No, not the likes, but then look at the comments. 158. That's like everyone's just really like freaking out. Like, what the heck?
But also because when we came out into the scene, nobody knew what to do with us.
Yeah.
It's like, because there was no template for it.
Oh.
Actually,
so ginawa kayong love team.
Yeah, because they didn't know what
that
to
do. That was the closest parang peg.
Hindi nila alam ko ano talaga yung mga heart's desire.
Because there was
nung nalaman
no peg.
Na nila, they were like, okay.
And they didn't really know what to do with us.
Because that was pre-Will and Grace. So they didn't know the peg. Okay, so here we go. So we'll do a couple of cryptic tweets for my ex. Remember, the key is we pretend that you don't know that this is about your ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just the top 10, so we know it's about their ex. But remember, you tweet this, not saying anything about what the tweet is all
but
about.
But it is about
but
your
But it
ex.
Is about you. Okay. You're another guy. So Mad Mutt Mark says, you just became dead weight. So diba, you tweet something like this. You don't know who it's about.
Yeah.
But actually, it's about your ex.
But,
okay?
But anyone who says that, it would mean somebody close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Diba? All right, so...
I don't think he would bother if they weren't.
Right.
Right? Okay, and Butter Baby says, the end is the end.
Tapos na. Kumbaga yun na yun eh. Wala na.
And Chenong says, I'm having so much fun. Joke. Diba? And also, Camilo says, this is really nice. Hindi pala lahat ng biro nakakatawa.
Yeah.
All right. Because sometimes the joke is on you.
Yeah.
Diba? And sometimes because you're together, you think parang gloves are off. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Pero diba, nakakasakit ka pa rin eh. Even if you are the partner in life. Diba? And also,
Parang yung mga jokes niyo about my weight, di nakakatawa yun eh.
Tsaka yung jokes niyo about my age, hindi
nakakatawa yun. Hindi, yun nakakatawa yun.
Tinamaan. Tsaka diba pinag-usapan natin yung mga mag-on? Mm. Bakit? Bakit sinasama mo yun?
Oo nga.
Eh, di ba barkada tayo?
Ah, ganon. Hindi nakakatawa. Hindi nakakatawa yung joke mo.
And then Butter Baby says, I bet you think the song I requested was for you. It is.
Okay.
It's like that Carly Rae Jepsen. Carly Simon. Yeah.
You think this song
is about
that
you,
was my tweet.
Don't you?
It was supposed to be my tweet.
Yeah, diba?
You're so vain, you probably think
this
tweet,
song is about
this tweet is about you.
Who?
And then hashtag, yes it is.
Who? Yes it is.
Wait, is it me?
Tapos Elliot Girl
you
says,
you are vain.
So is it me?
Mas masaya pala pag walang headache. Akala mo you're talking about just the physical headache.
No. But it's actually like the headache that the person brought to your life.
Diba? And then also, Ilad Villanueva says, maghilod ka rin ng batok. Isama mo.
Isama mo.
Please.
Oh, kakalimutan mo yata
yung,
eh.
Huwag yung siko at
tumalan. Diba? And then also, Angel Rain says, umatras-atras ka naman, umaabot dito eh.
Yung ulo mo?
Hindi, yung kapal.
Hindi, kasi sobrang laki ng ulo mo.
Oh. Hindi, yung kapal ng mukha. So, at umatras ka ng konti.
Pwede rin kasi kung sobrang yabang, oh, di ba eh? Di malaki yung ulo niya, umaabot dito.
Tama.
Alam mo, parang bumabaon na yung sa mukha mo.
Camila says, just DM me kung pwede na ulit. You don't want it public. Diba? You just wanna, yeah. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex comes from Butter Baby.
Butter Baby says,
the more I try, the more I fail.
Because sometimes that actually happens.
It's actually heartbreaking. Eh? Parang the more you're trying, the more you're failing. Parang the more you're trying to float, the more you're trying to sink.
Or the more you're trying to be, like, let's just say, and this is applicable with other things, like, let's just say, nangliligaw ka pa lang. The more you try to be, like, the perfect person for, the perfect person that this person wants for her, it just doesn't work. Like, parang you do everything right, pero wala pa rin.
Palubog ka pa rin ng palubog. It's like kamanoy.
Kumanoy.
Quicksand.
Quicksand. It's Tagalog.
Kumanoy.
It's like kumanoy.
I remember being in a relationship where I tried.
So
I tried so hard. And he knows this.
Mm.
I tried like anything that I could think of to make it right, to make it better. And I was at the edge of like...
Glory.
No, I was like thinking, well, if I put so much effort and it's failing, it must mean something. Of course, I didn't want to face that. But it's such a yucky feeling because you don't know what to do anymore.
And it's true. It's just like quicksand. I think that's a perfect analogy. Supposedly quicksand. The more you
struggle.
Let's say in water, by your tread. The more you try to tread in quicksand,
the more you'll sink.
The faster you'll sink. So they say you lie down na lang on your back. Parang you're floating.
You just wait.
That's how you'll not sink.
Like,
how will you get out? You won't sink.
You can't.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe
somebody will have to.
You
flutter with your fingers.
Slowly, like flutter with your fingers and.
But like you were in a relationship that you had to try everything and then it was just so I was in a, well, not in a relationship, but
in a pseudo relationship.
In a pseudo relationship, yeah. Where I literally did everything that, like, yeah. It's like that song, "Everything You Want." Like, I'm everything you want. I'm everything you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm everything inside of you that you should. I say all the right things at exactly the right time, but I mean nothing to you.
And I don't know why.
Ugh. It's crazy. It's so frustrating because you start doubting yourself.
Exactly.
And you're like, what? I'm so nice. And I really was at that time.
Was.
Inunahan ko na nga kayo, eh. I really was at the time. No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's weird how. That's why I always have this beef about, you know, women always saying that, oh, I want the good guy. I want the guy that I can take home to mom,
really?
Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
BS. BS.
Okay, so there you go. The top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex. And,
yeah. Okay, we gotta take this
okay,
break.
Okay, here we go.
We're coming right back with more of The Morning Rush.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank
Del's
you.
So nice.
What?
He's asking.
Del's so nice.
Thank you to Coco Lloyds for sending in the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex.
Have we met Coco Lloyds?
You know what? I'm not sure.
And sure. I don't think we've heard from him in a while. Like,
yeah.
Right? We used to hear from him all the time.
Yeah. Coco Lloyds.
Oh, welcome back.
Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, so let's start off with Jelly Shoso. Are you feeling cold from all that ice inside your soul? Grabe. Grabe naman. And we also have one from Targrod. Balita ko may special circle daw si Dante just for you.
Wow. There's an entire circle in hell.
Dante's Inferno.
It's funny how you can love these people and then on the opposite side feel this much hate or contempt for them.
Exactly. Diba? Parang it's weird. You
it's
went
so
from
weird.
One,
it's polarizing. Eh.
One
yeah.
end to the other.
Right.
And I've never actually read Dante's Inferno. I really want to.
It's actually very, it's very easy to read.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. But isn't it in,
I
like,
haven't read it.
Isn't it in prose form?
Well, it is, but you'll get it.
Okay.
It's not, you know, like Shakespeare for me
is a
was
little,
harder.
Yeah,
because
it's harder.
You really need those codes because
yes.
The language is just too ancient.
I mean, I found it really easy.
Nuts.
Yeah. Okay. But yung Inferno is easy.
Did you have to read that for school?
Yeah. We actually had to perform Dante's Inferno.
Obviously, you were the devil.
Sobra
ka. Pero you know my favorite story about that? We had this really quiet classmate.
Mm.
And he was the most quiet, the meekest. You will never hear anything from him.
Yeah.
So the assignment was, you do like a, well, nung time nun, tape recorder pa.
No.
You record yourselves doing a vocal interpretation of Dante's Inferno.
Yung, okay. Yung tape recorder nila, malaki pa na.
Exactly. No, as in literally, yung parang drama.
Yeah.
So you will read the
parang radio the drama
actual,
type.
Exactly.
Parang, I went to the depths of hell. And
so syempre, pagdating dun sa ninth circle, kung nasan si Satan, di ba? It's a lake that froze because he kept flapping his wings trying to escape. But the more he flapped his wings,
the more
frigid the lake got.
Yeah.
So bigla na lang when he was reading the part na parang yung dapat nagwawala siya na parang Satan, this quiet guy,
let
as
loose.
In with tears, and he was screaming at the top of his voice, and we actually thought he was like
possessed
or something, and we were actually scared. Tapos after that he goes, ah, okay ba yan? We were like, whoa!
Wild.
He had all of that bottled up inside, and I can't even.
And then years later, he became Eddie Garcia. Yun pala yun.
Hindi yung mga ganon.
Talagang yung ka-age
niya. Yung mga ka-age talaga ni
Chico. Sobra naman.
Years
si Tito
later,
Eddie's, ano naman.
He became Eddie Garcia.
I saw him in Hong Kong. He's so guapo. Sobra. Like, he would stand a shoulder above the rest.
Right.
Kasi yeah. He's tall.
And his stance is really his, like...
And the face. Guapo.
Hello. They're artistas for a reason. Like, when Dolphy... Well, I would always see Dolphy back then in Rockwell. He would really just, like, command attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Even without doing anything.
Even without doing anything.
Just standing in a corner, it's like everyone will be able to see you.
Of course, it also helped that he was always in all white. But, you know...
Actually, yes.
Other than that, you would always know... Parang, oy, it's Dolphy.
Oo nga.
And... You know, even kids would know who he was. Yeah, like, even kids who never even got to watch his movie would still look and be like, Dolphy. Oh, it's Dolphy.
Wow. All right.
Imagine what it's like to be like that then, eh, no? Na parang you leave a legacy.
Yeah, and people have a very strong opinion of you. Yeah.
And I think that's why, pag, you know, you live that kind of life, you're at peace when you pass on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've already done what I...
I've made my mark.
Yeah, but also because mark. I think he, apart from making us laugh, he really was full of wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really was. Right.
Remember that whole politics thing na parang when asked if he had planned to join politics, yeah. He goes, madaling tumakbo, eh, paano pag nanalo?
Yeah. Yun ang problema. Ang problema pag nanalo.
It means he's taking it seriously.
Yeah. Ang galing, no?
It's not just about winning. It's about, but how will I, what will I do once I win?
And even with that, it's still like a joke. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
It's a joke, but it's full of, it's, wow.
Diba? And also from Chenong, from Jay Ryan, you're so generic, it hurts.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then Ilad Villanueva says, magsama kayo ng karir mo.
I guess that was the issue.
That was the issue.
But sometimes it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Cherry says, stop making exceptions for people making excuses. Jay Ryan says, acting like a... Okay. I can't say the word, but rhymes with lick.
Okay.
Okay, not that
okay.
word. Rick.
Okay.
Rick.
Okay.
Because it's too closely
it's
related.
It's too connected.
Hindi, ano na lang, Rick. Okay.
It's
can
a
I
little
use the word?
Too close to home.
But when I say Rick, I mean the other word. Okay. So Jay Ryan says, acting like a Rick won't make yours any bigger.
Or acting like a Richard.
Yeah, a Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Camilo says, walang cryptic, mahal pa rin kita. I like that.
No, because sometimes you want to be cryptic, but it's whatever.
But I agree with him.
Diba?
Like, if
parang
I were to
na.
Say I love you, okay.
Hindi, pero what if it's ano na?
It's a done deal. You're
it's a done
up.
Deal. Like, let's just say that.
Because I think sometimes you feel
just
like.
Say it.
Yeah,
diba,
and,
say it.
And there is still some hope, no matter how small, to swing it back to your favor.
I guess that's true.
So, and you have to try.
And just say it. But who cares if
say
everybody finds out?
Say what you need
out.
To yeah. say.
Pero paano ko sinabihan na tipong,
say what you need to say.
I dated three other people while we were together and now I'm with all three of them. Pero mahal mo pa rin.
Kasi if it's...
Just say it.
Yeah. Plus, if you really love them and you really can take it, well...
Saka yun, it's one of those, I know it's wrong, pero mahal pa rin kita.
It's like Rihanna.
My mind is telling me no!
No, that's just like Rihanna.
Yeah.
The whole world is telling her no.
And her whole family is panicking.
Because,
apparently. Because they're back together.
Yeah, and they were seen watching ball games together.
Yeah,
already.
As in super sweet.
Out
super,
in the open.
Yeah.
Acting like a couple.
But do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
It's like she really just wants to be a rebel.
Yeah.
It's like...
Did you see her new hair?
Hello, first off, her Instagram name is Bad Girl
Bad
Riri.
Girl Riri.
So it's like you're really asking for it. It's just, I don't know, maybe she has like daddy issues or something.
Did you see the new hair? It's long, pero shaved yung one side.
The
super long straight hair.
Oh, that's just like Cher Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Cher Lloyd's hair.
Oh, nga, no, Cher Lloyd.
I wonder what Becky G looks like.
Angel Rain says, thank you. Sorry. Goodbye. Sent. Delete.
Mm.
It's done.
But it's done.
Chenong says, the cock is not good without you. Yun ang favorite nilang ano.
Yung favorite destination nila.
Destination nila.
That's
before.
Where the love story
that's where it started.
Yeah.
The cock.
Chenong
for
says,
some, it's Boracay.
Oh, naman. For a lot.
For some, it's the farm.
It's the farm.
Oh, but wala nang... Oh,
hindi,
tama.
Wala well, just, we're just
for
saying...
For some, it's
Quezon
further
City.
Away. Sometimes it's further
for
away.
For some, it's ano. Oh, tsaka yung where... Yung ano... A club. A certain club.
Ganon.
Ganon. Yeah. Ganon.
A certain club that
a
I think just...
Hello. Chenong says, sabi nung pinto, exit in case of emergency. Wala namang emergency, eh. Bakit ka umexit? Yeah. And the top cryptic tweets for my ex comes from Princess Lulu.
Princess Lulu says,
nakakamiss din pala kahit maliit.
Yung pag-ibig. Yung pag-ibig, di ba?
Or, parang, or kung pandak.
Ah, pwede rin.
Oh, di ba? Nakakamiss din pala kahit maliit. Mm. Di ba? Ano lang siya, 5'2 lang siya, pero hey, you know.
I'm not even 5.
No, for guys, it's 5'2 is really short. Actually, for girls, 5'2 is okay.
5'2 is more than enough.
Yeah.
Hello, 5'5 nga for guys is kind of short, pa.
Yeah.
Diba?
Diba? Tom Cruise is considered, they call him a midget and he's 5'7.
No, but then again,
but
that's
he's a movie star.
And he's in the US.
And he's in the, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the
actually,
top 10.
Even Cooper's dad is considered short and he's 5'9.
Oh,
is he my height?
Yeah, he's considered short in the US.
He's my height?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Next time you see him, stand against him.
So, baga, we both slouch.
Right. Yeah, you both slouch, actually.
Interesting.
What else can you tell us?
About,
voila. You guys are horrible. I can't have a decent conversation. This is why I miss girlfriends.
You know what? It's so weird because
talking with guys,
I was watching History Channel, and it was like complete. I don't know. Was that the Stanley TV show?
Yeah, the one
Superhuman.
Where, yeah, Superhuman.
So wala lang. It was like completely different. They had this expert. It's nakalagay lang dun, parang professor at University of Utah, and I start laughing, and I'm like, ano ba? Nanonood na lang ako ng TV.
Even when you told me about it, I'm like,
you know, you're making a joke out of it.
Why?
That's supposed to be a joke. I don't know.
It's not a joke.
I'm
it's not a joke.
We just find it funny.
We're hindi nga siya joke. Eh, naano nga namin na, di ba, parang, uy, oh, diba?
Oh, yun na nga, joke.
Hindi naman joke
yun. Joke yun.
Ano yun?
Joke yun kung wala talaga.
Oo. Oh, diba?
Kung kunwari, sinasabi ko, parang, si Chico, kunwari kay sa'yo, pag sinabi ko parang
Chico,
yun
ang joke.
Si Del, joke yun. Kasi wala nangyayari. Pero kung sinabi ko, Uy, Chico, ako. Ayun.
Ayun, diba? Iba yun.
Iba yun.
Oh my gosh, you guys are the Ellen DeGeneres of radio, Philippine radio.
We're lesbians?
Well, I know.
Well, no, gay.
Wait, and he
can't. No, gay.
And he can't dance.
Si Ellen din naman cannot eh.
It's,
that's what makes it funny.
But she moves gracefully compared
to you.
Well,
no,
she does not. Well, alam mo yun. Parang like
she moves like a gay person. Hindi. Like
tsaka at least naman, yung dance moves niya, makabago. Eh, ito.
Hoy.
Actually, wait. I have to. Because I know a lot of gay girls who really can dance.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of gay guys who can dance.
Exactly. Like crazy.
Wow.
Like Beyonce.
I've seen a lot of gay guys who can dance. Like, wow.
Okay, so the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. If you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Monts Radio, RX93.1, and we've got news on actor Patrick Dempsey. Believe it or not, he outbid 6 other rivals, including coffee giant Starbucks, to become owner of Seattle coffee chain Tully's.
So he actually won?
He won.
Wow. What?
He bought Tully's.
He was in a bidding war against other coffee giants, one of them Starbucks.
Oh,
and
wow.
He won.
Huh. How much money does
he
have?
Wow, right? So, Dempsey, best known among TV audiences for his role as Dr. Derek Shepherd, or McDreamy, on the U.S. show Grey's Anatomy, brought the chain out of bankruptcy with a $9.15 million bid through his company, Global Baristas.
Oh, wow. So, he actually has a coffee
business,
company.
Yeah,
he has a company.
Right.
And he tweeted, in reference to Starbucks, we met the green monster, looked her in the eye, and she blinked.
Oh,
thank you, Seattle.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah,
right?
He got it. And
why are there so many coffee companies in Seattle?
Actually, I don't know.
I think most of the coffee companies
are
based in Seattle.
Do you know that when I was...
I think it's also Seattle's best.
Yeah. When I was about to start in RX...
Pero ding Seattle's okay lang.
Yeah.
E! News had just started in the States. And one of the first stories they covered, one of the biggest stories at the time, I remember, was the internet and the designer coffee craze.
Yeah, right.
And at the time, they were wondering, would someone pay $4 for a cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the States, it's a lot cheaper, right?
Right, right.
$4 for, they were calling it designer coffee. And it was a craze in Seattle. I don't know why.
But $4 is 160 pesos.
Yeah, that's
which
how.
Which is, which means it's cheaper here.
It's cheaper here. A little bit cheaper here.
But actually, in addition to the U.S. locations, Tully's coffees are available at 450 retail locations around the world.
Yeah.
Including Japan, Korea, and Singapore.
Yeah, I've seen Tully's.
Me too. Yeah. I see Tully's all the time.
Dito, kasi baka hindi masyadong mag-hit yung Tully's. Kasi
pag lalo na kung summer. Lalo na kung summer.
Hindi, masikat siya pag summer.
Kasi parang medyo mahirapan tayo mag-marketing. Eh,
pero kasi diba there's also an Illy?
Yeah, Illy's.
Yeah,
Illy's. Okay pa.
Illy's is a distributor of I don't think they have coffee stores. They have the machines and the coffee itself.
Yeah. Oh, like,
because I see
right,
it in restaurants.
It's like a restaurant, and then they have the logo of
like
Illy's
in different restaurants.
Meaning, they serve Illy's coffee there.
Kasi
right?
Pag nandito, parang,
o pwede rin, planning session tayo sa Tullis.
Actually, two-pronged eh. Kasi parang,
pwede
Matulis. Tapos pwede rin, you know.
Ano?
O plan.
Tullis.
Mm.
Pag pinonounce na.
Ako pinunas.
Di ba? So,
masakit yun.
Tapos pag nagnegosyo ka ng Tullis, sabi mo, ano bang cut ko dyan?
French, German.
Ano bang cut
tapos
ko
mag take out ka. Siyempre, kailangan may supot sila, di ba?
So, pakilagay naman.
Pakilagay naman sa supot.
Bawal na plastic eh, di ba? Sa supot natin nilagay yung tulis, di ba?
So, bawal na plastic.
So, sanali. So, sa Pasig, bawal ang plastic. Pero pwede yung supot.
Supot.
Pwede naman kasi talaga. Pwede naman.
Except Friday. Di ba except Friday? Friday lang yata bawal.
Tapos di ba pag yung sa supot, kukunin mo na yung ano man yung nakasupot. Ipo-pull back mo lang ng konti yung plastic.
Tapos ayun na.
Di ba pag kumakain ka ng turon? Turon talaga.
Turon talaga, no?
Hindi, kasi di ba they wrap it in plastic. So you have to pull it down so that you can eat.
Right. Parang alok. Right, shawarma.
Parang lumpia.
Parang burrito.
Burrito, right.
So let's support Tully. Tully's Coffee.
Yeah.
Support Tully's Coffee.
That's right.
Because it's owned by Max Dreamy.
Max Dreamy.
Max Dreamy pala. Si Max Dreamy yung kamukha
ni Thor. The one who left Grey's Anatomy, right?
What's his face?
The one who has a, well, quote-unquote, sex tape. Pero hindi naman talaga siya.
The one married to Rebecca Gayheart.
Gayheart.
DeBorne.
Oh my God. Gayheart.
Yeah, Gayheart.
All right.
All right, so there you go. So congrats, Max Dreamy.
Oh my God. He's gonna become like remember in Transformers he was like some big business tycoon.
Yeah.
And he was evil.
In the dark.
Ganun pala
dark
siya.
Of the
can you imagine, no? This company like, pero 9.5 million.
Well, he has that.
Oh, he has that. I'm sure.
Okay, so there you go. Next up, we got news bit on Nicki Minaj. She has a problem about American Idol.
I'm sure she does. And the name is Mariah Carey.
No. You know what her problem is? It's not Mariah Carey.
What?
It might make her too famous.
Whoa!
We'll give you details later. If you want to check that one out, tune in next hour. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest, Mox Radio RX
93.5. Riot. Rewind. The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Thanks to Coco Lloyds for our top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Let us start off with, let me see here. from Jelly Shoso. It hurts more when you start pretending that it doesn't. Okay, wait.
Anytime that you're trying to make something not what it is.
Yeah.
You know when you're sad and you try to be happy. There's so much more pressure.
Not really. When you get drunk, it's fine.
Diba? Actually, Drix was saying, kaya ka pala naghanap ng greener, parang, consistent naman that you're looking for greener pastures kasi mukha kang kabayo.
Oh. Or mukha kang baka.
Mukha kang baka.
Or mukha kang goat. Pero it
mukha
doesn't,
kang goat.
It doesn't have the same parang oomph to it.
Diba?
Parang, oh, mukha kang...
Or try it in Tagalog. Mukha kang kambing.
Wala.
Wala. Mukha kang sheep.
Mukha kang tupa.
Ayun, pwede.
Mukha kang tupa.
Gulaguluhin mo na lang yun.
Oo. Mukha kang tupa.
Di ba? Balibaligtarin mo na lang. Di ba?
Kung tupa ka.
Di ba? Pwede mo naman talagang guluguluhin yan eh. Like, tupa kang mukhang.
Oo. Diba? Sige, guluhin mo palalo.
Oh, tama na.
Sige,
tama.
Guluhin mo pa.
Never
guluhin
mind.
Mo pa.
Ayoko yan. Delikado yan.
Gugulo buhay mo.
Also, let's see here. Yung iba kasi maganda pero hindi talaga
pwede. Hindi
pwede.
Pang book eh.
Pang book. Actually, that's cool. Let's see here.
Oh, sorry. I have a complete quote-unquote list of the trailers that were showing yesterday.
Ah, okay.
So, Mama. It's a scary film.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I lost it. Wait.
Do you have it or not?
No, it was here. Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, that's I know. That's me.
Jeremy Renner. Yeah, talagang that's me.
That's me?
Feeling eh, no?
Oh
yeah, that's
gosh.
Me. No, but it actually looks good.
That's Jeremy Renner.
It looks. I think it looks good.
Well,
no,
it's
very
it's a modern take. Chaka
Barilan talaga.
Chaka, the girl is hot. She's the girl from Prince of Persia.
Mm, the one with
And in Clash of the Titans also. In Clash of the Titans, she was kind of chunky. That was like when she moved to Prince of Persia, she was really thin.
She trimmed down.
Yeah. So it's her. And then Man with the Iron Fist. It's a Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah.
The one by Rza. The guy who, from Wu-Tang Clan. I think it's Rza. And then Les Mis. Which is our monster movie premiere.
Grabe. Tonight.
You know when the Les Mis trailer was showing yesterday, everybody was like, as in, kapit to the person next to you.
Yeah, yeah. Yung parang kasi feeling
Pas
mo malalaglag ka or
oh.
Something. I dream that I can
walk. Diba? Okay. When hope was high and life worth living.
Hindi, dapat may acting kasi that's a singing.
I dream the dream.
Dapat, I dream the dream that I'm a man.
Wow.
That hope was even I'm not living.
What an Oscar-worthy performance from Chico.
Oh,
but you know what I hate about that? When I try to sing it, diba yung, but the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder and they tear your hope apart. ang baba,
yeah,
diba?
But in the,
even the big stars
the
have a hard
Lacone,
time.
Did it so well.
Diba? But they tear your hope apart. There, I did it. But they tear
badly, but you did it.
What's the tone?
But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder. As they tear your hopes apart, as they turn your dreams to shame.
Sige, tuloy mo yan. Move back, move forward.
Watch that note. It's so low, pero abot ko.
Ano? Titignan ko yung?
Look at that note, pero abot ko. It's so low, pero abot ko.
Yung note.
Yung note. Kasi
as they turn your dreams to shame.
Has anyone ever told you?
Oh, don't do that. You're missing it.
What?
You have to say, as they turn your dreams to shame. You have to do the
Guys, can you try to do it right naman?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sige.
Please.
I don't know the tone eh.
Oh, fail.
As they turn your dreams to shame.
As they turn your dreams to shame.
No, this is
the midway, you know who you sounded like? Axl Rose.
Hey, take that. Kaya ko yan. As they turn your dreams to shame.
Cooper is alarmed.
My
Cooper,
gosh.
Cooper, do not be alarmed.
Did you see that? No, it's so funny.
This is okay.
Yung
all
nakalagay,
of Jack Reacher.
Did you see that parang meme? Yung, di ba, the girl in Les Mis.
Yeah.
Tapos naka, ano siya, di ba, yung parang...
Amanda Seyfried is so pretty in it, sorry.
No, nilagyan nila ng ano, ng yung when you're, yung finger, yung parang shhh, nakaganon.
Parang,
nakalagay.
Oh, parang ganon. Tapos nakalagay dun sa, ano, yung print, guys, hindi to video kayo.
Oh,
when watching
cute.
The movie.
Yeah, because
I'm sure
be
people
tempted.
Will be so tempted to sing, but try not to.
But I think you won't be tempted because it's a little different.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero I'm sure mapapakanta ka, lalo na
I
Dream the Dream.
I wouldn't want to sit next to me.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah,
at saka yung
too.
Red, the color of panty. Ano yun?
Red, the color of panty. The color
black,
of panty.
The color of the bra.
Of the bra. Hindi nagmatch ang underwear. Okay, so here we go.
For the real lyrics, please consult
Google.
Camilo says, parang gusto kong manakit. Yun lang yung cryptic tweet niya for my ex. Ilad Villanueva says, sending you a lot of Nizoral.
Dandruff.
Para dun sa kate.
Okay. And, is it supposed to be anti-kate?
Well, it treats stuff that
makes you itchy.
Makes you itchy. And Mash Plutonium
how
says,
how about bitchy?
walang gamot doon. Walang gamot doon. Sa itchy meron, sa bitchy wala. Mash Plutonium says, I am the past that will continuously haunt your present and future. Camilo says, hindi pala dugo ang nasa ugat mo. Anesthesia.
Kasi manhid ka.
The Pabili Guy says, masakit ang umalis, pero mas masakit ang magpanggap.
Again, when you pretend.
Yeah.
Hey, can we say hi to Cian Lim? He's tuned in.
Oh my gosh! Hello, Cian!
Nakakaya, di ba? We were
oo
singing.
Nga. And he sings, eh. Cian, ano tayo?
Duet.
Offer ko, duet tayo ng A Little Fall of Rain.
Whoa! Tapos si Chico yung, don't you fret, Monsieur Marius, I don't feel anything.
Iti-tweak natin.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you fret, my dear Cian Lim.
Feeling Chris.
Oh, sorry,
hindi Chris Chu. Kim
Chris Chu. Paano naging... Bakit
Chris Chu? Chris Chu! Mali naman yung ano mo eh.
Well.
Well. No, but diba?
Don't you fret, Monsieur Cian Lim.
I don't feel...
Hindi, tsaka kanina, my dear. My dear,
I don't feel...
Any pain.
Any pain.
A little fall of rain can hardly hurt me now.
Tsaka yung ano yun, ano parang, now that you're here
that's all I need to know.
Oh, sige. You, ano?
You're here.
That's all I need to know.
Ay! Do you remember she's about to die in this song?
Tsaka yung itsura niya, ang landi lang. Tsaka may hihihi talaga.
Cian, I'm sorry.
Namamatay na pero malandi pa rin.
Sabi niya, one last try.
Makalandi mo na bago sumakabil ang buhay.
Diba, no? Anyway. Custer Winston says, X-terminated. Diba, you just terminated your relationship with your ex. Pero at the same time, parang
may pinatay kang rodent.
Sarap mong exterminate, ganun. Random Tony says, huwag kang makabalik-balik sa akin na umiiyak, ha. Baka tanggapin kita ulit, eh.
No, but this is true.
It's true, though.
Sometimes when, like, even if you're so heart set on, like, ending a relationship already, not because, like, you know, just a bad person or whatever. Like, let's just say it just didn't work out. But the minute you see someone crying, it's such a...
And somebody,
I don't
not,
know if it's the same for girls. Na parang if a guy cries in front of you, do you feel not, moved?
It depends.
No, I think if it's somebody who's never cried before, I think male or female, your heart will be tugged because you're not used to seeing them cry. Because it was like, let's say cry babies who always cry. Baka it's not as effective.
Yeah, the effect is.
Because I think when women cry, in general, not all the time, but. The men feel more masculine because they can protect them.
Oh, yeah, because they can protect them.
But when a guy cries, again, it's different. Like if Chico said, if he doesn't cry and then all of a sudden you make him cry, and wag naman yung cry na medyo, you know, like, not like that.
Stop,
please. No, I mean, that will turn me off.
So what will turn you?
Mga tipo, ano na. Hindi, alam ko na. Delamar.
Yun.
Tama, ganun. Ito, try natin. Ito, ito.
Yung itsura ni
Del. Eh, kung ganito, Del.
Delamar. Don't live.
Don't live. Well, you want me to die?
No! Hindi, what if ganun? Yung macho yung pagkaiyak. Parang,
the tears are streaming down my face.
Delamar, I'm really like crying.
Why is he narrating what he's doing? Because to me, that's alarming.
Mali, dapat kasi,
Delamar, I'm crying.
I can't
take it.
Because this is radio, is that how it is?
Delamar, the tears are falling.
The tears.
What are tears?
T-R-S-E? The tears are falling down my cheeks. Yeah. The tears are falling down my cheeks.
You're scaring my son.
Don't live, Delamar. My life is empty without you.
Baby, please don't go.
Is that working for you?
Not at all.
Does that not turn you off?
I Am Tetai says, quote unquote, I miss you doesn't mean I want you back. It only means you crossed my mind and I'm hoping you're fine. Because sometimes you text your ex and then they feel like,
pero hello naman kasi if you text your ex, hey, I miss you. Parang it's a little too.
That's weird. It's supposed to start something.
Anyway, what about I miss you, the person, not the relationship, just the person.
The same. I mean, remember, there are. You used to be together.
Oh, yeah.
You say I miss you to someone. That can't be innocent.
I would be hella pissed off if, like, one of.
Oh, what? Continue that sentence.
Let's just say I was.
Why would you be pissed off?
Let's just say there was some dude who texted. Kunwari, ano? May nag-text sayo.
Oh.
Na I miss you. Ako, mapipigon ako.
Ah. Oh. I see what you did there.
So seloso ka.
Oh.
So kanino ka nagsiselos?
Sa mga umaaligid sayo.
Kanino?
Hindi.
Oh, hindi eh. That sounds kind of empty.
Hindi pa tayo nagbobarak.
Eh, di mo pa ako dinadala sa The Farm.
Sige. And the entry.
Oh, that's the answer.
Why do you leave me?
Nauupi si ba?
Of course.
Ito, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says,
the tweet goes, I am hoping that someday, your left leg will meet your right.
Oh, God. Oh. I'm sama.
Diba? It's like someday. Sana, magkita naman yung left leg at right leg mo.
Pero kung lalaki ka, this is not such a bad
oh, nga, no?
Actually, it's really for girls.
For girls, eh. Yeah, kasi if it's a guy... Concept.
Wala lang. Mm-hmm. At saka, diba, even in jeeps, that's why a lot of girls don't like sitting next to guys. Kasi with guys, medyo naka display talaga yung legs.
Yeah, that's really how you sit.
Sometimes kasi there's a reason why.
Well, that
does
too.
It have to do with size or you just want to do that because you want
to... No, not lang. Kasi no, remember, just... there's something to ipit eh. Diba?
So, yeah. So you try to avoid ipiting it.
In general, even if you're...
There are
so
three
let's say
things.
You got... Okay, when guys sit with legs together, does it get squeezed?
Yeah. Not squeezed. Well, nandun siya sa ano.
And where is it? Is it pointing down?
Hindi.
Wait, let me check. Let me check now.
No,
wait.
It'll be on front.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It'll be going up. Pointing
going,
up.
Yeah.
What about the two?
It's all there.
It's there.
There's space for movement. There's allowances for movement.
Because remember.
So
but it does get even.
Yeah, it is. It does.
It is.
It does.
It is.
It does. It does.
So I wonder how drag queens do it.
Well, they're the ones who tuck under.
Yeah.
But in general, it goes up. It's actually more difficult.
But can you tuck it under? That's what they do.
That's my question pala. When you tape it, and then let's just say something inspires you.
Ow! Of course.
Oh my God.
And what
so
do you
painful.
Use to tape it? Like, it has to be strong.
Packaging
tape.
Know.
Huh? Is it real tape?
Say,
I would think
I would
parang
because it's the same color as the skin.
I don't
duct tape?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Duct tape.
Baka ginuglue gun.
Change mo na lang yung vowel. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. At saka, where do you tie it?
It's funny that the minute we started talking about this, people started trying it. Testing mar oh nga, naipit nga.
Don't.
Do you guys think about it or you only thought about it when you're asked?
What do you mean?
I mean, when
think
I...
about taping it?
No, think about how it
oh no, it's just that's why there's cambioing. That's why you shift. Tama ba?
So my gosh, when you guys sit down, there's a lot of like work to
yeah.
do.
Minsan meron kang sudden upo or sudden cross ng legs and you're like, whoa, ow, 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 ow. And you have to like,
and then you have to rearrange.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Tapos kunyari, meron kang kinukuhang susi sa pocket. Actually, arrange mo na.
Or yung medyo nagwa-wobble kapag naglalakad ka.
Ang daming beses kumuha ng susi si Chico na nag-host kami.
Tapos alam mo yung, ano, alam mo yung naglalakad ka na parang sinashake mo yung leg mo. Yun, ano mo.
Parang up. I see, okay.
Ginugulo-gulo mo siya minsan.
Kahit hindi talaga masaya eh.
Diba? Saka minsan, gusto mo medyo northeast, minsan southwest.
Tapos iba pa yun kasi when you get inspired pa, then you have to shift again.
Shift again.
Do the inspiration come and go without you wanting?
No,
or
both. Either there's an impetus or sometimes it's like you're nawilina.
Just out of, or just out of nowhere.
Like the morning thing.
Yeah.
It's because your bladder is full. So
is it?
Yeah, that's part of it. Not
but
only
it's also
that.
Because of if you're inactive. In.
Hindi
because it's part
no,
of
no,
your
no, 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 no,
no. No, I don't think it's.
No,
it's,
not necessarily. Sometimes yes, pero a good chunk of it is really just. Di ba you notice
there's
like
so
usually.
Many questions.
Usually when that happens.
Yeah.
When that happens when you wake up, you also have to wee usually.
Yeah.
Okay, so the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex.
Oh, wow. Rorf is just saying that apparently in pageants, they use packaging tape.
Ouch!
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Coco Lloyds. Thank you very much. The top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Let's start off with AJ Serenity. Relationships are give and take, not take then move on.
Yeah.
Like take what you want and then go to the
You're
next.
You're not supposed to act like a virus.
No.
Camilo, but sad to say, that is kind of what happens. Whether you like it or not.
Well, yeah.
Because when you break up, you do learn something. So you take something from the relationship.
Well,
and then,
hopefully not material stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people take the material stuff.
Yeah.
They kind of gain off of it, like, in a very tangible way.
Because when you say you took something away from it, like a lesson, it's not very literal. But there's the literal, you literally just take what you want.
Got a cell phone, you got an iPad.
And sometimes it's not just
rubber
material.
Shoes.
Sometimes, let's say, when they say, take what you want and move on, it's like, to get you to bed.
Oh, well,
and then
you
go to the next one. They just want something
from
you. And then once they get it, they leave.
Pero if you're as hot as Scarlett Johansson, mga ganyan, so okay lang siguro magpagamit every now and then.
Yeah, I don't think you would want that.
What?
Yeah. Okay, let's just say Chris Pine.
Okay.
He'll get into a relationship with you for 3 days.
Relationship talaga.
Not a relationship.
I don't think it's called a relationship.
No, it's a relationship. As in, nag-holding hands kayo in public.
For 3 days.
Oh. Oh, okay lang. Not with Chris Pine.
Chris Pine,
ha? Well, pwede rin. Tapos let's just say he would get like an aircon.
Yung kasi kailangan niya ngayon. So liligawan mo si Del just to get her aircon.
Pumili ka na lang. Mas
pumili
madali
lang ako.
Kaysa manliligaw ka pa ng co-host.
Manlilila ka pa.
Diba? Camila says...
Saka hello, I know I'm not Del's type.
Oh naman, you're not... You may be mestizo, but you're not white.
I'm not nearly as white as...
Diba?
And you're too girly for my type.
And you're too...
You're too bitchy for my type.
And Camila says, you Instagram a picture of a middle finger. And then you go... Wag assuming na para sa iyo to. But if the shoe fits,
I guess it is for you.
Diba?
Or you caption mo lang parang bato-bato sa langit.
Tamaan, sana magbukol. And also Geeky JM. Sinubukan ko. Masakit. Ipinilit ko. Sumigaw ako. Mahapdi.
What are you talking about?
Yung relationship. To force somebody into your life.
Para it's like,
parang...
Mahapdi? That's what you said?
Yeah! Mahapdi. It's a searing pain. It's like somebody sliced you open with a knife.
Diba? Para,
your heart open. Ow!
Ow. Pinilit mong ipasok ang sarili mo sa buhay ko.
Ouch.
I'm miserable.
But you never say mahapde.
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 Parang kalamansi
cuts
sa mata.
Cuts like a knife. Parang, ow!
Ow! Oh. Parang Michael Jackson. Ow! And then also, let me see. Thine Girl says, true as it can be, ako pa rin si Beauty.
Ikaw.
At ikaw, si the Beast.
Si the Beast.
Si the Beast.
But, you were the Beast I ever had.
Pwede.
It's have you guys been
so
watching?
Bad.
What?
What?
Beauty and the
Beauty
Beast?
Beauty and the Beast on the series.
Oh, the series, right.
Oh, no.
Kristen Crook.
I want to watch it now.
She's so pretty. She really is.
And when she played Lana Lang in Smallville, you would just fall in love with her. Because
the
of her
face.
Character, the
and
face.
The face.
Yeah. And she was just so...
There's something about her face that makes you want...
To take
as a
care
girl,
of her.
Yeah, okay. As a girl, you root for her. As a guy, maybe you want to take care of her.
And do other things.
I see.
Like hug her. Caress her.
I'm cuddle.
Sure.
I've always so wanted sure. to cuddle with...
Cuddle.
Yeah, parang, come here. And then just squeeze her tight.
Siguro sabi, hindi pwede mo sabihin sa kanya, now I know why you're called Kristen Crook. Because you
stole my heart.
You crook.
You crook.
You're such a crook.
You're a damn good crook.
She's half-half also.
Yeah, I think so.
Parang Thai, German or something.
Yeah. Crook. What is a crook? Like crook.
Croik.
Croik.
It's German.
It's croik.
EU. EU. If it is German,
then it's croik.
Like
oiro. K-R-E-U-K.
K-R- yeah, EU Creo. in if she is half German, EU is pronounced oi.
Croik?
Croik?
Yeah, oi.
Parang si ano, croiky.
So pwede ka pala mag ano, yung parang mga oi chico, so EU chico, EU chico.
Di ba?
Because it's pronounced oi.
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 And, Crazy Enrile says, yung underwear mo, parang,
yes.
Parang alcoholic brand.
No.
Always open. Yeah, okay.
Always open.
Always open, yeah. And also, let me see. Okay, last two. Elliot Girl says, there's no such thing as forever. There's a for now, but never forever. Wala na, parang naging bitter ka na. Naging jaded ka na.
What was that, Del? What were you saying?
Who's that, Cooper? Who's that, Cooper?
Who this?
Who's that?
Who this?
Who's that? Me?
Who this? It's Tito Chico. Who das? That's Tito Gino.
Who das?
And, okay, second to the last, okay, Shai Kulasa says, I miss you, but I'm trying not to care anymore.
Keyword though,
trying.
And the top cryptic tweets for my ex comes from Maliuth.
Maliuth says,
dapat medyo dramatika talaga. I just hope that you're happy and you know it. Clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then you really wanna show it. Then you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Walang may alam ng lyrics.
That's the correct lyrics.
Eh, but, akit, tama din yung sa akin eh.
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, then you really wanna show it.
Yung sa'yo.
Ibang verse yata.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it.
Iba.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, then your family then you show it.
Yun, tama din yun. Tama din yun.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so if you want to join us for today, the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex.
Can we just, can I just say hi to DM Aster? Bather. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, hello. Thank you. He just sent me a doppelganger of Christine Crook. I'll show you na lang.
Okay.
I'll show you na lang. Okay.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 92.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Okay, we're doing a little surprise. Mara was saying, my boyfriend is listening to you from England. So surprise him with a greet. So hello to Alan.
Hello. Hello.
Alan is listening all the way from England.
Hey,
from your town.
Hello.
I think it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Something like that.
Pwede ba sa bayan?
Sa bayan ng England.
Sa bayan ng London.
What did you say to Georgina when she was here?
I don't remember.
Can we get Georgina back?
So we're like co-Brits.
Can we get Georgina back on the show this year?
Why not?
Please.
Why not? You ask her again.
I thought you want Celine.
So shy. Well, both of them. All of them.
And... okay, thanks to Coco Lloyds for the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Let's start off with Fortunata de Coco.
I am gonna wait lang. Before we go into that, why don't we have a self-serving guesting na we'll all invite our crushes?
Ay!
Tapos bahala na kayo mag-decipher kung kani-kanino crush.
Naimbita na eh, pero... hindi, naimbita na pero hindi pa pwede.
Oh, sa'yo?
Busy eh.
Alaga?
Aha! I know who this is. At lalabas yun, man. The guest arrives.
Hindi ko kakayanin.
Ako talaga, I will squeal.
Ikaw, do you have who's your local celeb crush?
Right now? Right now, huh? Kasi I like the tough guys eh.
Kaso mga katulad ko.
Huh?
Ay, sus me.
Yung mga kasing macho ko.
Sino nga ba?
Kasing, kasing Bruce ko. At kasing...
Bruce ko!
I'll tell you later. Kasing ravaging. Actually, in a commercial I saw, sobrang guapo.
Mga Derek Ramsey type.
No, I think Derek is manly but he's very refined.
Right, right.
I like the medyo.
Parang sporty pero very cultured.
Rugged.
Ganun si Derek, yeah.
You like the rugged kind of like.
I like the smart alecky slash rough and. Kasi Filipinos parang we like the pretty boys, yeah.
Yeah, nga. We like the pretty boys. We do like the pretty boys.
So the Filipinos, you like the pretty boys. Say, what about
them? Oh my
God. Diba?
Yeah, that's right. Sino nga, no? I wonder. But it's kind of unfair. That you don't have that, no? No,
right.
Kasi, okay. Well, my
meron
ultimate...
Meron crush, pero... diba? Old crush yun, eh.
Pwede.
Ayusin natin. Sa hosting natin.
Ay, nako.
Okay, so here we go. The top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Fortunata de Coco says, I never thought the time will come that I would be willing to settle for friendship.
No. But sometimes you're not left with much choice.
Yeah.
That's the only choice
right?
left.
Sometimes it's just something that you have to live with.
Exactly. D plus Wayne says, we were finished before we even started. But you only know that in
at
retrospect.
At the end, yeah.
And you realize, looking back, my gosh. Because of this whatever, we were done before we even started. Madmat Mark says, para kang asawa ni Marie.
Walang panty.
Araw-gabi. Walang panty.
Pero yung lalaki yun eh, asawa ni Marie. Diba? Although, in for us, diba merong guys na Marie?
Marie,
oo. So
yeah, my nephew
but actually
is
Marie.
Yun eh, my dad is Mariano. So he's technically a Marie.
I find it so dignified to be named Marie.
Have you seen my dad, right?
Yeah, he's handsome.
I know.
He's handsome.
Pero kasi...
I hate it when we go to like reunions and they're always like, guwapo ka pero mas guwapo pa rin tatay mo.
Pero kasi totoo.
What if?
You know why?
You know, this is how competitive we are in the family that we can't take...
Hindi kasi iba eh. Like, your dad's look is just, I don't know, parang...
Eh, sama mo pa yung competition of the brothers.
Dad pa rin eh. The dad pa rin eh.
Oh, wait, sige, fine.
Kasi
given,
kung ira-rank mo.
Given that the dad is, my dad is more good, what about the brothers?
Ikaw, number one
okay.
for me. Nox.
Thank you, may utang ako sa yung pagkain. Ikaw.
And now, the
that's the real question.
No, but I swear to God, everybody says that. It's like... Wala lang. It's,
well,
it's annoying.
Diba, parang kasi when you think about it, even the celebrities, if your mom or your dad is so good looking,
it's hard to
are,
live up to it.
Kasi you will, and you will dilute, kasi whoever they're marrying, will, the combination will be different.
Eh, maganda rin nanay ko.
but he's more handsome than you talaga eh.
Hindi ko kasi as compared to your ano.
You, when you get older, you might achieve the same kind of look if you don't turn gay.
If you don't
turn gay.
Do you honestly think that eventually I will
look,
turn
gay? Look, we never know what tomorrow brings.
Damn it.
We never know.
Kasi alam mo yung difference mo with your brothers. Mm. Ikaw kasi, you're like the guapo friend.
Oh.
Oh,
it's horrible.
It's
such a horrible thing to say.
No,
so you're saying that I'm condemned to friend zone?
No, not friend zone. Pero parang you're like the guapo barkada, ganun.
Pero not yung parang, oh my God, he's so like...
Hindi. Huwag naman. You're the guapo barkada na crushable, pero hanggang crush lang.
Oh! That's not any
better. You cut
to
the very core. You know me too well. It's unfair.
Oh my gosh.
No, but seriously, you know what? Growing up, kasi, so there are three boys in the family, aside from my dad. You know, we're three brothers. We all had our own quote-unquote looks, though.
Parang market.
And then
it is true, though.
The eldest is rugged. He's the, because he's balbon and he's like unshaven all the time and whatever. And but like personality-wise, he's so ganun din siya.
He laughs like Gino. Well, a different version. It's a different version.
And then my.
Patingin daw ng picture ng daddy mo. Everyone's intrigued.
Yeah, I'll try to look for a photo and then maybe post it on Instagram or something. And
but even Fran said so, right?
Yeah, even Danielle. Danielle was like, "Oh my God, your dad is so."
Guapo eh, guapo talaga. So pecon.
That was the middle child naman, si Mark. He's the mysterious, like he was always the one that all the girls were after. Like all my crushes had a crush on him because he was so like parang
mysterious. Eh?
Parang debonair.
Oh, okay. Parang nobody would know what he was thinking. But in reality, he wasn't actually thinking anything.
Oh my gosh! Only a brother
true.
Can say that.
I mean, I love
tapos
him.
Tapos ikaw, you're the guapo friend. Talaga.
Muntik na kitang murahin talaga. As in,
ikaw yung guwapo friend na bitchy.
Yung cuddly, ganun.
Oo.
Just because I'm fat.
No, not that. I mean, that kind of ano. Yung parang
guwapo
yung...
Guwapo friend na palagi mong pinagdududahan kung...
kung straight o hindi.
Kung straight o hindi. Nakakapikon kayo.
No! But what we're saying, ha, you're guwapo nga eh.
Hindi, sige na nga, you're guwapo. Ano?
You're guwapo. We're just qualifying the type of
guwapo. But I'm still... I'm still second to my dad, di ba?
Well,
hindi, you'll find someone na ikaw yung number one sa kanya.
Di ba?
Anyway. Okay. Hey, let's say hi to Bella. She's tuned
hey,
in.
Hey, hello, Bella.
Hi, Bella. Haven't seen you
ciao,
in a while.
Ciao, Bella.
Busy with taping it.
One of the perfect combinations of name
si,
and person.
One
yeah,
little
Bella means beautiful.
One little two, little three, magdala na.
Yes. Hello.
And also to my good friend Linus. She's tuned in.
All right,
he goes like, Tito Mari kasi looks sharp eh. He's my neighbor. Like growing up, you'd always see them. Mm. And my dad's so dignified. But when you talk...
Kasi ikaw hindi
yun,
ka dignified.
Yun ang kulang
eh.
Sa'yo.
I'm not dignified.
At all.
Sabagay. I thought about it now. It's like, you know, the only thing I had to remember was like my funky dance. And I was like, yeah.
Medyo eh.
But you should see my dad. Like whenever he tries to like crack a joke or like whenever he starts dancing, it's weird. Only his upper body moves.
Moves.
It's like this.
Pero like my
parang
mom.
Parang Chico level. Feeling ko parang sa era yata.
Ay, nako.
And then Gino, you know, when Chico saw my mom, sabi niya, like, really pretty. My mom's really pretty. And
hello.
I've
her
always,
last name pa lang eh. Her yeah, maiden name, diba?
But I've always been thought of as her niece.
What?
That's how bad it is. Because I don't look anything like my mother.
Come to think of it, I've never actually seen your dad either.
Oh, well, if you look at me, that's exactly how my dad looks.
Nakabob rin yung hair niya.
Oo, ganito rin.
Nakadress din.
Ganito rin yung blouse ni daddy.
Tapos maganda rin yung kilikili niya.
And Neil Yamato says, cryptic tweets for my ex. Neil Yamato says, virgin pala. Yun ang press release niya.
Gosh.
Ako si Mer says, congratulations, you are now officially irrelevant.
Wow.
Ouch. Neil Oliva says, wow.
You know what I find more hurtful? Redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even in companies, there are layoffs because of redundancy.
Yes. Like you're doing the same thing.
Same, yeah.
Neil Oliva says, wow, 5 digits na ang savings ko this month. Parinig yun sa ex.
Kasi what? Materialistic.
Yeah. 5 digits? Okay.
Yeah. Like before, parang you won't be able to...
save anything.
Yeah. Even three digits.
Because that's just savings, eh? That's not necessarily the salary. Yeah.
Hey, Jube says, roses are red, violets are blue. My only regret is loving you.
I like that. Ucks.
Geeky
JM
says,
do you guys regret anybody that you loved?
Not loved, but stuff that you did, yes. But not
you
loved.
Regret?
Regret, yeah.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
Oh.
It may actual, like, activities, but not the loving part.
Sometimes people make me regret. No, but no. No, no, man. I don't think so.
I just wonder.
Yeah. Some things I wouldn't have done in retrospect.
No, but regret loving. Not loving.
Not loving. Okay. But stuff that I did or love, yes, I regret.
Or while you were with them.
Yes. But not the love. Geeky JM says, happy ending? Sa massage parlor lang nakikita yung...
Bitter.
And then massage parlor? Sang massage parlor?
I don't know.
Bakit na yung happy ending?
Yung parang, thank you, sir!
Happy!
Gino.
I was clapping my hands!
Geeky JM.
I'm clapping my hands. Why? Happy!
Geeky JM says... I didn't run away. I was pushed away. There's a difference.
Right.
Andres Inazu says, para sa'yo, love story ako. Pero para sa... para sa akin, love story kita. Para sa'yo, toy story mo ko.
Pinaglaruan lang. I have a question. And this is a serious one. Somebody gives you an ultimatum. Is that them driving you away?
No, it's both.
What?
Believe it or not, it's both.
It's both.
Because it's an ultimatum. Eh? It means you can go either way. Yeah. Either you seal the deal and you're together forever,
or
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily more of the other. Because he or she is asking for one of the two. Eh? And you assume that they're both equal.
No, but then like, people will...
Because if I want to get rid of someone, I'm not going to ask for an ultimatum. Ikaw pakasal lang ka.
Oh, nga. You'll just get rid of them.
You're literally there in the middle. Pero both are possible. You can't, like, both, like, nandun na sila sa point
they could
na
be asking
we want
you,
both.
Yeah, or they could be asking you something you cannot give, and they know that, and that's why they give you the ultimatum.
So that's different.
You're the one who...
Kasi inisip ko na ultimatum, like, marry me now or I'm out the door. Parang ganun. Diba usually that's the typical ultimatum between couples. Parang, either you marry me now or I'll find somebody who will marry me kasi I'm not getting any younger. Yung mga that sort of thing.
Okay.
So that's more of what I'm thinking.
Either you lose weight now or, ultimatum din yun eh. You lose weight now or...
Ayun pag ganun, medyo it's leaning more on the other end.
What end?
No, I mean like leaving. Kasi if you tell somebody, either you lose weight or I'm out of here, parang, wow.
I mean, that's what I mean.
It's bad. It's leaning more on the other.
Some ultimatums are meant to push you away.
Yes. I guess it depends then. Kasi iniisip ko talaga, it's really like, diba, that's a kind of nice ultimatum.
I guess if
they really want to marry
me. I guess if there's logic
take
behind
me to bed
it.
Or lose me forever.
Something like that.
Hey,
that's a good
that?
Ultimatum.
Top Gun.
Okay.
Show me the way home.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, I think it's the logic behind the ultimatum. Like if there's sound judgment involved in it.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang let's just say...
And it's not so bad.
Like even with the whole weight thing, that could still be a good kind of ultimatum.
Because they're
like
worried about
health reasons or something like that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Pero you don't say, or I'm out of here. Because if you say, I'm out of here, parang, oh, pag mataba ka pa rin, naalis na ako.
Right. Parang, it's hard to say, no?
It's weird, eh. And Cristiano Ronaldo says, hashtag PIN.
P-I-N?
Mm-hmm. Hashtag P-I-N.
Is?
P-I-N.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stealthy Roshi says, moving on is hard if you have a ball and chain on one foot. Prisoner of love lang ang peg. And then Neil Yamato says, hi, another day without sunshine.
It's like, what's that? You took the color away when you left?
Yeah.
Something like that?
You are my sunshine.
But what if your
sunshine.
Girlfriend's name is Sunshine?
Yeah, like I know. 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Diba? Her name was Summer.
And Chuvlet says, this too shall pass, and you too shall pass away.
Wow.
Pinatay talaga.
Wow.
Ito talaga cryptic. Cryptic sobra. From Angel Rain. Camerlu Chanelin Bumblebee. Charvanes Eklavu Kembular Bongels.
What? Well, we did ask for cryptic tweets.
I know. Princess Lulu says, para kang karinderyang bukas sa lahat ng gustong kumain. Bumalik ka pag fine dining ka na. And the entry.
But fine dining still accepts a lot of people, well, just with money.
And well, more expensive.
Yeah, and well, a little more...
With class.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex comes from Shai Kulasa.
Shai Kulasa says,
"Take me as I am, or watch me as I go."
Love Isn't this from Rent?
That.
Nice, no?
That's...
It's really nice. Take me as I am, or watch me as I go.
Rent, right?
Hmm?
Take me for what I am, pala yun.
Mm-mm.
Where's this from? But I've heard
That's
this before.
That's what I said.
Yeah?
Take me for what I am, or watch me as I go.
Mm-hmm.
I hate seeing you leave, but I love watching you go.
But I love watching your butt.
Yan ang ayon. I hate seeing you leave, but I love watching you go.
Mm. Wow. Diba? That's really nice. And there's one more nice, but I
heard
next time.
I heard of this before.
Maybe it is a song. Or maybe.
Maybe it is a song.
The top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags. Hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex. And...
Get it!
It's running!
Whoa!
I just want to say, can I just annotate? You know what just happened?
What?
He just spilled alcohol on a pin.
Wait, where is it? Did you kill it? Did you kill it?
I don't know where it is.
It's in mobile.
It's dead, it's dead.
Oh,
is it dead? Okay. Cutting,
oh my god.
Cutting to commercial.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Before anything else, let's say hello to Bern.
Hello, Bern.
Hi, Bern.
Good morning. He was tweeting, "Good morning, Chico Garcia and my pretty sister Delamar."
pretty sister. Pretty sister.
Hi
hello
there. I hope you're having a great
morning. Always nice to hear from you.
Hello.
You know, everyone's Googling your dad's picture.
I have one. Actually, I'll just post it.
Are you posting it?
Okay. On Instagram?
Hey, before everybody else out there starts to judge us, it was a flying ipis.
It was.
Okay, so
it
that's really the equalizer. Was. If it's flying,
no, and it's those long-legged ipis. Yung their bodies are so far away from the body.
Parang Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Hindi, you know how? Because also the way they move, diba? Parang it's so fast, and they're so light on their feet.
Yes. That's it. Okay, here's the thing that made it so funny. So, Del was the first one who sprayed alcohol on it. So, I ran. And then when I saw something, I was like, okay, there you go. Give me that alcohol.
No,
I'll finish
no, no.
The
you
job.
Didn't say give me. You grabbed
I
it.
I grabbed the alcohol. No, because I wanted to finish the job. So, I jumped.
The reason why I wasn't spraying it is because...
No, and then so I jumped to the object and I started spraying.
Violently.
Squirting on it.
Violently.
Yeah. Violently.
And then when I looked closer, it was those giant pins.
Oh, then I go, what?
Why are you putting alcohol?
He really thought that was
because he's shaped in a mo. It looks like an ipis.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was like, okay, get the alcohol and then kick the side so that it comes out. Kick the side of the computer.
And true enough, it was alive.
Because I was telling him, no, it won't die. It won't die just because of alcohol.
Yeah, but it will. But
it
eventually.
Will. But eventually, it takes a while. So I was like, no. Kick it. And he was looking. And then it was there on top of the monitor. And then we screamed. I was like, look! And he was like, ah!
And then, he was screaming at me. I was spraying alcohol, you know, getting the job done. He was like, tapakan mo kasi! And I was like, jeez!
Kasi naman, like, tingnan mo.
Kasi sabi ko, mapapatay na alcohol yan. Hindi! Tapakan mo! Oh my gosh!
See? Not dignified at all.
I swear.
Whatever.
Of course not in the face of an ipis.
Not in the face of a flying ipis.
It wasn't flying yet.
It was flying. Hello, I saved your life.
Oh my, oh, so.
I saw it coming down, and I saw it.
You are given to exaggeration.
No, I saw it.
That cockroach, unless it wielded a sword, could not kill Chico Garcia.
It was on the way to him. It
Except
was about to bite
him.
Except
by heart attack.
Knock on
wood.
Exactly.
I swear.
No, I swear. It was flying down, and then it was crawling towards him already. And I was like, look, look.
You were scared because eventually it'll go to you.
Exactly. But I saved you in the process.
I don't think you saved him from anything. If
saka,
anything, you just screamed at
saka
him.
Ito, tignan mo, excuse me, ikaw nga tumakbo ka agad palabas.
Hoy, hindi ako tumakbo palabas for anything. If Cooper was it, because he was scared with the screaming.
Oh, he was?
That's the only reason I left. Otherwise, I would have killed it for you guys.
And then I...
Look
then,
at you, inuna mo pa si Cooper kaysa sa amin. Inuna mo pa yung bata kaysa aming dalawa.
I know, right?
The two grown guys. Yes.
And then also, let's see here.
I swear, hello to, you guys are the most...
I killed it with my put. A put? My foot.
Naku, buti na lang hindi mo sinabi footsie. Delikado.
With my foot.
Kung sinabi mo we were playing footsie, Felix.
Hindi ko alam kung ngipin o pa. My foot.
I get it. Ano ba talaga? Inapaan mo, kinagat mo.
What's up, foot? Hindi mo alam. Kung ngipin o pa ang pinangpatay. Oh my God.
Kasi I can't decide between toe and foot. What about
poot? Actually, if you think about it, Via B has a really good question. She goes, may I know why you're so scared of ipis? Because my dad and brother are scared of it dahil sobrang baho at dumi. But if you think about it, why are you really... Why are people scared of cockroaches?
Shouldn't you be answering this question?
I don't know. It's just blind fear. It's just... I can't even look at them. Like, even a photo of a cockroach on...
I know. I can look at them on...
No, but I get so grossed out.
In Inglourious Basterds, Christoph Waltz discusses that. There are creatures that make us feel like they bring, they rightly or wrongly, they bring disease, mm-hmm. like pests, yeah. like rats, for example. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You might never have seen any kind of rat in your life, but you'll be scared as soon as they appear. Because mm-hmm. something inside of you is scared of the disease or like they might bring something.
Yeah.
It's the same with ipis, I guess.
I don't know because I'm not really scared.
It's just...
Okay, that's funny. Okay, I lean down just because I'm charging my phone and Gino is like scared.
Hey, but somebody was saying, in fairness, kung humiyaw kayo ng dalawa ni Gino Boy, parang lalaki.
No.
Not like girls daw.
Oh, diba?
And hello to Mersky.
parang lang.
Hello to Mersky Alex, also to Samuel Arcelia, also to... what was that other one? To Apple Tan Kiang.
You know, somebody was saying, Dark Angel was saying, guys, did your office get the discount from Mapicon?
Actually, you'd be surprised. Our booth is really clean.
It's really clean.
It's just that the building is old.
Yeah, and sometimes those things really, there's a way that they get in.
Yeah.
And hello to Dale.
Hi Dale.
Yeah, he was asking what Sweet Soul Review was. I mean, the title of Sweet Soul Review.
So oh, yeah, from Pizzicato 5.
Yes. And,
hello to Dale and to Burn.
Hello, guys.
And Dale also says, very professional lang ang Kikay Barkada. Kasi nag-dead-air. Nag-dead-air nung may ipis.
Hello, that's ano kaya? That's like, parang ano, parang it's an emergency.
It is. Really it's like having a fire in the building.
That's so gross. Okay, the top 10... let's see here. Courtesy of Coco Lloyd's cryptic tweets for my ex. Let's start off with that guy marked X. I'm clearing my baggage of unnecessary weight. A lot of unnecessary weight.
It's Why do you have a lingering look?
I'm looking at both of you. You guys are my co-hosts. Of course, I'm looking at you.
You guys are my unwanted.
you guys.
No, you're weight, but not unwanted.
Wow.
Siyempre, everybody has weight.
Some more than others.
Notice that you two are the only ones laughing.
Notice.
He laughed.
Exactly, you two.
Jeff Scott.
Ang gulo nito ni Del. Sabi ko, notice that you two are the only ones laughing. Oh, he laughed.
Siyempre, hindi ka tatawa.
Jeff Spotted says, finally back to my first love, Dota. I don't even know what that is. Is that like a
Defense of the Ancients?
An MMORPG?
MMORPG. Well, it's actually based on an old game, Warcraft. It's a mod.
Ah, okay.
Well, it's
parang ganon, parang
online din siya kasi may LAN. It uses LAN.
Defense of the Ancients?
Yeah.
Parang ginagawa natin kay Chico. When people anong attack defense? Him.
We kayo nga lang attack eh.
Hindi. Hindi mo lang alam. Dinodota ka namin ni Gino.
Dinidepend saan ka namin.
Oh, you don't know that.
Na, alam mo matanda na. Hindi. He's very youthful.
When anybody, no. You know.
What's the what's that other game that I was confused Dota with? The one with the squares and then its numbers.
Sudoku?
Sudoku.
How is that even close?
Is that even...
Pareho siyang parang bodokun, gigimbang, dudongdong.
Ang layo!
Ano pa, parang, Dota. Sudoku.
Oh, yun, malapit.
Wow.
Hindi ba parang Sudota?
What?
Doku.
Your logic is so weird.
He is
weird.
So weird. No,
seriously.
Or yan yung ginagawa niya. Defense of the Ancients. Yan ginagawa niya. Pag ina-attack natin siya.
Ay naku, whatever kayo. Joshua Miguel natin. Says, sana, yung mga may utang dyan na 30,367 pesos and 30 centavos na ginamit pang retoke ng ilong na pango ay magbayad na.
Specific.
Oh my gosh. Miss Tiker or Taker says, ang nakipag-break noon, hindi dapat umiiyak ngayon.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Diba?
Yeah.
I mean, it still hurts because actually it might hurt more because
at the time,
you're
diba?
The one.
Yeah.
This was your idea and now you don't know how to fix it.
And at the time that you broke up, you probably didn't know.
Yeah.
That you would, that it was a mistake. Malliot says, who would have thought that I would actually miss feeling miserable?
Oh, but that's bad.
It's weird. Like, you prefer miserable to being with that person.
Or you're attracted to the drama bring.
Mm. Wow.
Well, some people, because would you rather have nothing? Because some people would rather have drama than be bored.
Or
maybe it's like, because...
At least drama is something.
Yeah. Parang it's like picking between you don't feel anything at all or you feel...
Everything.
Pain.
Yeah.
Pain or like numbness.
Pain or nothing.
Numb.
And the top. Cryptic tweets for my ex comes from I am Ozzyket.
I am Ozzyket says...
If one day... You decide to miss me and come back, I will be right here waiting to slam the door in your face. But you know what? This is like a two-pronged thingy. You're waiting.
Parang the script. If you ever came back,
I'll come back.
I leave the door on the lock. I leave the door unlocked and the key under the mat.
Yeah.
If you ever come back.
Grabe, no? It's unlocked na nga, andun pa yung key.
Yeah.
Pero at least yun, you're waiting for them to come back.
I guess revenge.
To slam the door in.
So you're still not over the person. You're still
under anger.
Eh. Oh.
Yeah.
Kasi if you really didn't care, wala lang. Come back, don't. Who cares?
Kebs.
I have a question. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Just one last question. Do you guys ever get into like... You went out with someone, you really like them, you know their phone numbers by heart.
Yeah.
And then one day, it's gone from your head. Like, you don't remember.
I never remember phone numbers.
Oh, okay. What about you?
So to me, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, at least in high school, I remember the phone numbers of my friends in high school.
Me too.
And my parents.
But I mean,
anyone else, no.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know.
Because I remember knowing a phone number by heart. And I kept telling myself, I wish I didn't know the phone number.
Yeah.
Because what's the use of deleting it when it's in my head?
When it's in your head, yeah.
And then one day I just woke up and I could not for the life of me remember. And I was like, whoa, I never thought this
it's
day would
so,
come.
It's so an eternal sunshine of the
spotless mind.
It's like somebody deleted it from your data bank.
Yeah. Anyway.
Actually, that's true. Now that I think about it, I don't remember the number of my exes.
You remember?
No, I don't.
But you used to.
Yeah.
By heart, right?
Every girlfriend I had naman, hello, I would always remember their number.
Oh, sabagay, memorize ko rin yung mga number pag pinapadala ko ng load.
Wow. Of course. There is that.
There is that, right?
Kasi okay. Araw-araw, miss, ito palo dito sa number na to.
Sa number
miss,
na to.
Palo dito ano sa number na to.
Ano yung number? Alright, so the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex, Key and RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex.
And while we're at it, can we just say hello to two Dales? So hello to Dale Kins, aka Dale. And
hi,
then another Dale, which is ako si Didi, also tuned in. So hello.
And to, Dale, and to Dale Lamar.
Dale,
another Dale. To Dale-a-ma.
We're so Dale-huge.
Ay, na
anyway, hey, don't forget, Jack Reacher is out today, so
oh,
you
yes.
can check it out. It's something that you
rave
just have.
Reviews from rave reviews. Everyone.
Amazing. You know, I really think that...
Gino Boy enjoyed it.
I wanted to be Jack Reacher. I'm sure
maybe
he's afraid of cockroaches
the,
also.
You should start reading the books.
The books, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually thinking about doing it.
Buying
just
it.
Because
yeah.
the movie was so
did
good.
Did Jack have a car?
Yeah.
So he got off?
I saw.
Did Jack reach?
Well, he was pretty cool.
Ah, really? Jack
was cool. He was okay. super cool. And he kept on calling.
Ah, talaga. Mm. He also had a phone and
yeah.
a car.
Yeah.
So he also called and he also got off, like, the car.
Yeah.
When it's time to battle the criminals.
The criminals?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was in the land of Delamar.
Yeah.
Is it set in the States?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not my land.
Yeah, that's your land, Delamar.
No, my land is...
That's
ours.
Your land of prey.
What? Land of what?
Prey.
Prey. P-R-E-Y.
P-R-E-Y.
Ah, prey.
Prey.
Or...
It's your hunting ground.
Uh-uh.
Talagang hunting ground.
Sama na ugali.
Parang ano, ano.
Let's say hello to Luis.
Hello,
Luis.
Good morning.
Luis says... I love the top 10. I'm excited to hear Del's entry later.
No, nga, no.
But it will be in English.
You are a blank hole.
What? I am
are
not.
You sure it's in English?
A blank hole.
What?
Or some other non-Filipino language.
Sa bagay. Hindi, pero,
depende.
Pero English. Eh.
English
yun
bagay.
Kinomon language.
Kinomon language.
Ano ba ibang language na yeah. pwede?
Ano ba yung mga parang ano, maalam si Del na foreign languages?
What languages do you speak, Del?
None of your business. That's the language.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
And hey, to those of you guys who are asking for my dad's photo.
Yeah?
It's on Twitter and Instagram, so just check it.
Hello.
You be the judge. But I know, Nona.
Oh.
I'm scared of what people will say.
Cool. Hey, what? Hello. It says, greetings from SNR. We've
wow.
noticed that your membership card is due for renewal. Hindi pala siya greeting.
Oh my gosh, Chico.
He was so happy. Pen. Uy, greetings from SNR. We've noticed that.
Ako ang greeting. Okay, skip that. Oh, I'm so excited. Hindi kasi diba sa messages nakikita mo yung first part ng program. Akala ko.
Ay, nako. Hey,
never
also,
mind.
Let's say hello to Emang and Karina. Congrats to Lyra? Ira and Igor who got married last January 3. That's coming from Harriet. So, hey, congratulations. Also, let's say hello to the sister Lala and hubby and hubby Arnel. They got married last December 29. That's coming from Ja Domingo. Also pahabol, hello to Karen C, to Joanne, to Dean, Kat, Karen M, and RA. Good morning.
Ay nako, fail.
Hello to Camilo, also to Den.
What?
Hi to Yogan. Yeah.
Yes. Good morning.
Oo na, gwapo na yung tatay ko. Ulit. But anyway.
Oh, Samuel was asking, pwede bang mag-request ng Laku Karacha? Di ba old yun?
No. No.
Especially after we had our bout with La Cucaracha?
No.
Mm.
This bout with La Cucaracha always fails.
Diba? That's why a lot of old people, they say cucarach. Kasi cucaracha.
Cucaracha.
Yeah.
I somebody told me that, especially the Spaniols,
so, paano,
they really call it cucaracha. So when they try to speak like English or Tagalog, they say cucaracha.
So it's cockroach. So if you came up with a song for it, it would be...
Kunyari, diba si Katy Perry had... I wanna see your pika. Ay, paano yung ano, pag, I wanna see your cockroach.
Roach. I want to see your cockroach. Roach. Your cockroach.
Roach.
Paano ko nag-skip yung track?
Ikaw bahala, Gino.
I, what, na, si, your,
cockroach.
Nice, bigla.
Coco Lloyd, thank you. Cryptic tweets from my ex. Let's start off with Madison Camille. Siguro younger sister mo si Venus Ra. Mm. Ikaw yung elder brother niya ni si Basu.
Basura.
Yung kuya ni Venus, si Basu. Mad Butt Mark says, I'm hoping for a sequel, but I hope it doesn't flop like the first one.
Mm.
Ah.
That's nice.
Cherry the Great says, feelings don't walk away. People do.
Right?
No, but
I don't know. Sometimes it kind of does. It's like the love dies.
The love dies.
Sad as it might seem, sometimes it really does happen. That's why you have to take steps.
Yeah.
To make sure that it doesn't die.
And sometimes pero kasi sometimes you, it's one of those like, pwede mong i-revive. Akala mo lang patay na, pero actually buhay pa.
Mm.
The question is, how to revive it?
To revive it. Yeah. Mouth to mouth. That's the only way to revive it.
Right.
Mouth to mouth is how you revive it.
Resuscitate it.
Shai Kulasa says, don't get mad when I start ignoring you. Because you do it all the time. Lilo Boy says, ang puso ko parang bata yan. Hindi marunong magsinungaling. Pag ayaw, ayaw.
Yeah.
I think that's true for everybody.
It's true for everyone.
Except that some people deny it.
Yeah.
Right?
Jep Spotted says, when your phone rings, it's not me. And from Boy Laglag, I don't stalk. I quote-unquote investigate. So it's not stalking, yeah. It's investigation.
You investigate.
Ellis Dominique says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z. I think I'm missing something. I like that. I think I'm missing something. Mad Mutt Mark says, I'll set you up with someone to help you move on. Tingin ka na lang sa poste. Maraming tubero dyan.
Like the other day.
Pero that says a lot. Parang yan ang level mo.
Oh.
Yung mga nagbebenta ng stuff. Ng services.
Ng stuffs.
Yes.
Stuffs.
Cyrek John says, sawang-sawa na ako sa mga sunog mong cookies. It's so specific.
It's so specific.
Kay Cubillo says, we have only one thing, at this point, we only have one thing in common. Indifference. But that is so sad.
That's
but
sad,
at least
though.
You're both indifferent.
I guess that's true.
That means like you're both out of each other's lives for good.
Yeah. And Kittredge says, hanap, usap, deal, break. I see what you did there. Jedi Master says, eat, pray, die.
Wow. Naman galit.
Cyrek John says, I accidentally bumped into my ex today with my car. At 90 miles per hour. On purpose.
Medyo psycho.
Grabe.
So you didn't accidentally run into him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I bumped into my ex.
You ran over him.
Custer Winston says, you do know my line is always open. Just like your legs.
Ay, nako.
Ay. Jing Ness says, there's a lie in believe, X in next, over in forever, and you in ugly. Grabe. Ako si Tooth says, yung toothbrush mo sa umaga na nilalagyan ko ng toothpaste. Ang pinaka namimiss ko, yung toothbrush mo sa umaga na nilalagyan ko ng toothpaste na pag-uwi mo sa gabi, nandun pa rin.
Hindi ka nag-toothbrush.
Oh my God.
Kasi nagpapaka-sweet ka, di ba? Nilagyan mo na for him para pag-gising sa umaga. And then somehow, nasiskip niya eh.
Mm.
Butter Baby says, chuva ka ng chuva, di ka naman chumechenes.
And you can interpret it in whatever
way. You want.
Yeah.
J. Ryan says, uso yung hiya. Try mo minsan.
Subukan mo lang. Try mo lang.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 cryptic tweets from my ex comes from Jellyshoso.
Jellyshoso says,
today I saw something that reminded me of you, but I flushed.
Oh!
So, nakalimutan ko na
ulit. Oh, crap.
Grabe, no?
That is some crazy-ish.
Yeah. Today, I saw something that reminded me of you. Mm. But I flushed. So now it's over. So the top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RXTMR. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag cryptic tweets for my ex.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Cocaloids for suggesting this. The top 10 cryptic tweets for my ex. Let's start off with Cyberbrain. My pen is for signing something permanent, like a marriage contract. Only permanent stuff.
So your pen is
Many things there, parang, but that is more of signing,
right?
Permanent stuff.
It's only for important things.
Yeah,
not for temporary things.
What about you, Gino? Your pen is what?
I'd like to think my pen is. Let's see.
Ikaw rin, Del, it's kind of difficult to know what your pen is.
Kind of difficult. I'd like to think my pen is very giving.
It's very giving.
Yeah, like I'd like to sign away things to charity.
What about you, Del? Your pen is.
Ikaw, what about your pen?
Ako, my pen is.
Naubusan na ng tinta.
Ay, marami pang tinta.
Naubusan na
ng
tinta.
Maraming pang tinta. It's kilometrical.
Oh my god, it's also dated.
I know, right? Ano na bang kilometrical?
I don't think so.
I think
there is.
Is there kilometrical? There is.
Ask Gino, do you know what kilometrical is?
No.
See, if he doesn't know it.
It's supposed to write 1 kilometer long.
That's what it is?
It's a pen. Like it's a pen.
Kilometrico. You remember? And it's perfect for shooting stars.
The sound sounds really old.
Stedler.
No, yes, Stedler, nabutak pa. Stedler and Rotring.
There's the other one, the one that's foot long. Habba Baba? No, there's a Habba Habba. Do you guys know that pen?
Habba Habba. Kasi mahaba.
Duh.
Asin.
So, my pen is...
It's Habba Habba.
Habba Habba.
Nothing but Habba Habba for you.
Hindi, kasi yun yung effective. Oh, maraming tinta yun eh.
Okay, kasi nga mahaba eh. Siyempre, punong-puno ng tinta yun. Oy, pero sometimes, ha, yung mga those long pens...
I know, they're the ones...
Ang bilis maubusan.
Kasi it's so long na yung tinta na the other part dries up already.
Yeah.
By the time you get there... Wala na. So, minsan less than half.
You know you can burn it, right? With a lighter.
I heard yung sa tip
only
lang.
Only the tip.
It's a tip.
Only
the tip.
Yung sa tip. Yung sa tip.
Yung sa tip.
Parang puth.
Oh, puth.
Puth at saka sa tip.
Inapakan ko with my puth.
The tip. The tip lang. And Ella says, I was free as a bird. But then I came home to an empty nest.
Yeah, well, sometimes when
that
you
goes together.
Yeah, when you start acting like a free bird. When you come home, there's nothing to come home
exactly.
to, or no one.
Camille says your absence has been so long that your presence doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn to live without them.
It dead.
Oh, it dead.
It dead.
It dead. Like your grammar.
It dead.
Like my glamour. Mr. Vader says in your eyes. His worst is still better than my best. That's what hurts the most. Is Bonini says, I wasted my time on someone who's not willing to waste their time on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Parang you invested in something that has no returns.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't feel exactly the same as you do.
Yeah. Kasi you want somebody na kahit wala kang ginagawa, feeling niya sobrang sulit ng time together.
Yeah, yeah, it's worth it being with you.
Poptop says, kung ang jeep nga na pag napuno, umaalis.
Yeah. Right.
Diba? And me, my Aster says, hope you find someone better than me, if any.
Nox.
Yan ang ano, yan ang confidence. RC Catalan says, alam mo yung eksena ng solian ng gamit? Wala tayong ganun. May isosoli ka sa akin, pero ako, walang isosoli sa'yo. Kasi lahat ako ang nagbigay.
Wow, how uneven.
Totoy Pula says, hanggang ngayon, hindi ko alam kung para saan yung mga bramo.
Ouch!
Rush. Yeah.
Parang useless.
Vape, vape naman.
Parang useless.
Hindi, kasi yung iba, they have bras to support things. Mm. Some people wear a bra
to make things pop out.
To make, or to create something out of nothing.
To make mountains out of molehills.
Exactly.
Mad Matt Mark says, the devil wears Zara.
Medyo stumep down sa Prada. Kasi middle class, upper class.
O sige, tayo na lang yung number one. The top cryptic tweets for my ex. First from Kikai Republic. You taught me how to love, but you didn't teach me how to stop.
That's nice. It's nice because at least...
It's okay.
Somebody taught you how to love. Like, you know, that you genuinely love this person.
And that you can't stop loving.
Problema lang, yun lang. The only bad thing is...
And from Kina Gonzalez, apology accepted. Trust denied.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Nice, right? It's
you
really
can
nice.
Forgive someone, but trusting them all over again is a different story.
People always say you can't say you forgive if you can't forget. Oh, kasi I disagree. I think you can. Yeah. You can forgive, but not forget.
Yeah. And trust kasi is easily broken.
And, okay, yes.
9 months later. Hello, Cooper.
9 months later. Hey. What about us?
Oh, for the exes.
Cryptic tweets for my ex.
It's a game. Are you guys thinking of a specific one, or can we just?
It should be a specific ex.
It's difficult. There, I think you have to think of a specific.
Not specific.
Okay, I have one. You can be so sure of someone and yet be so wrong.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, because sometimes you're so convinced that this is the one. Everything in your head, everything in your heart tells you they're the one. And you're sure as the sun is shining. And then... But you can be wrong about something you're so sure about. Right? They're not the right ones for you, but in your head, in your heart, they're the ones. But, you know.
There's not much for me, but... what will I say? Cryptic tweets?
Kasi for the ex, ha? This is not for anybody in your present. This is for the ex.
Ako lalagay ko. Dear, and then put the name, the full name. And then... Doesn't matter what the message is. Message. Because I'm sure wala siyang Twitter. Yeah. So, I guess it doesn't matter.
Bakit, Chico?
What?
Bakit?
Basta.
Bakit siya wala ang Twitter?
I'm sure wala siyang Twitter.
Alam ko kung bakit.
Never mind. Basta. You know, see, even my answer is cryptic. It's very consistent with the topic. At saka wala talaga. All my exes completely forgotten. Completely. And good morning to Baby Whale.
Ayun!
Good morning! Take care on the way to work.
Good morning.
So all my exes completely forgotten. Doesn't matter.
I wish you all the best. And I'm glad you weren't the best.
Oh, for you.
At least for you.
For you.
Because they still could be best for somebody else.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right.
I wish you all the best. I'm glad you weren't the best.
Okay. Wow. Okay, bye-bye. Hi. That was another. That
bye.
Was...
Abrupt new end.
Sige, bye-bye.
Okay. We gotta go. Rico Robles up next with Livewire. Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.